Blog Talk Radio.
For tuning in tonight. We are live again tonight on the show, and we have a special guest that's coming on. Her name is Melinda Calhoun. You don't want to miss her coming on tonight. I'm telling you, this is an awesome woman of God. This is her book, The Strangest Love. If you have not read this book, you have missed a blessing. This is her. Hallelujah. If you have not read this book, you have missed a blessing. This book is so phenomenal, I'm telling you. And I don't read too many authors' books because I don't like feeding my spirit a whole lot of junk. But this book is phenomenal. This book is awesome. And I'm telling you, this woman of God, she really wrote this book, and it tells you who she is. If you can see her name, you see her name right there, Melinda Calhoun. You really want to go get this book. Go get this book. I'm telling you. I just want to read you a little bit of the book. It says, Victoria has a secret. A seducing secret is her priority. While sleeping with the enemy is escapable until she meets Chuck, the newfound love of her life. Chuck, oh, man. I tell you, when you start reading about Chuck, oh, my God, it's spiritual. Because a lot of times we have a lot of soul ties. Come on now. You know sometimes you be thinking you over that boyfriend and you still feeling that boyfriend. You still dreaming about him, thinking about him and everything. Sometimes we have soul ties. Hello, sister. How are you? You know, we have soul ties. And we want to think about this book. I'm talking about this book, The Strangest Love. I'm telling you, sometimes we have soul ties as individual. And I was just reading a little bit of this book just to give you. She's coming on the air live tonight with us. How about that? That is so awesome to get an author on the air. Instead of conforming, Victoria is convinced that her confession and everything is to God. As Victoria grows in her faith, the more hell begins to face her. Have you ever been going through something in your life, and the more you go through, seem like the more you call on God, the more adversities come. The more you call on God, the more happens. Well, this is in that book. This is in that book. She got some truths in this book. In this book, she be real about it. You know how we get caught up in ourselves and be like, "Ooh, that's my boo. That's my man. That's everything to me." And I'm telling you, you get so caught up in the man and you forget about the G-O-D. You get so caught up. Come on now. Can we keep it real? Somebody give me some hearts. Somebody love on me a little bit and let me know that you know what I'm talking about. You know, the writer right here, this is the writer. You see her name? Melinda Calhoun. You see her name? This is the writer. Hallelujah. And this writer, I'm telling you, she's an awesome writer. She's an awesome poet. And this woman of God, I'm telling you, she has some truth in this. Thank you. She has some truth in this thing. And in this truth, she's telling about some stories about things that happen. Sometimes we as people, we don't like to tell what happened in our life. We're ashamed of it. You know, if we have been through so many things in our life and so many adversities, we get ashamed of that thing. And the enemy puts this plague on you like, oh, I better not tell nobody. I better not do this. Or I better not even think about it because people are going to look at me some type of way. But let me tell you something. When you tell people your truth, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. And I believe that when you tell people your truth, then it'll help them get set free. And in this book, this young lady talks about some things that I'm telling you, you don't want to miss out on. You know, she's talking about some secrets that she reveals. She's talking about some murderers coming forth. She's talking about not being negotiable and so many different oppositions that she had to face as a child. She's talking about some things that God turned around in her life. How about that? That God did for her. Am I selling or offering this book? I'm actually not selling or offering this book. I'm actually telling you about the book. I was blessed with this book. Glory to God. But if you want the book, type in your information or inbox me on Facebook, Roshan Smith, and I'll be happy to get this book to you because I don't mind sowing a seed in someone's life because this book is awesome. This book is awesome. This book is so awesome. And I tell you what, this woman of faith, she really put her heart in this book. Why don't you share this broadcast with somebody? Let somebody else come on because I'm telling you, this. We all have contract heart. We all have broken hearts. Matter of fact, let me key her in right now. Hallelujah. Victoria, are you on the air?
Melanie, this actually is Melanie. Victoria.
I know, but I'm talking about your book, Melanie.
Hi.
I've been telling the people live that you're coming on the air. They're talking about, are we selling the book? Are we giving the book away? And I told them, I said, if they inbox me, I'll buy the book from them because they don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this. And
okay.
This book, I was sharing with them about this book. I don't read a lot of books, but I do. I was compelled to read this book, and this book was awesome. It really was, Woman of Faith. This book is so awesome. And if you want to just tell us a little bit, you know, tell the readers, the listeners, because I'm live on Periscope, and I'm talking to them, and I'm showing them your book live. You know, she's on the air now, Melanie. You want to look her up on Facebook? I put your information on Facebook as well. And tell them a little bit about this book.
Okay. So The Strangest Love is actually about Victoria. I can actually read the synopsis about it, and it's Victoria has a secret, and secluding secrets is her priority while sleeping with the enemy is inescapable until she meets Chuck, the newfound love of her life. Chuck senses day by day something is troubling Victoria. Instead of confronting Victoria, he convinces her to confess everything to God. As Victoria grows in her faith, the more hell she begins to face. Victoria learns she is not the only one concealing secrets. When secrets are revealed, murder becomes an unfortunate, non-negotiable option. Victoria turns to her newfound spiritual faith and Chuck, but will it be enough to save her? And that's the generalized synopsis of the book, but it's about secrets, family secrets, and a lot of us, we have those. And sometimes we haven't healed from those. And so that's why I decided to create this story to show how sometimes those secrets could really be transferred down through generations. But the only healer is God. And so to also show that you're not broken, because sometimes we go through situations like that and we think we're not capable of being loved, but God still shows up and shows us that there's nothing wrong with us, you know, and it's nothing wrong with a person that's been through abuse or anything like that. You're still the overcomer. You know, it's just a storm. We all have storms. It's just different types of storms that we go through. But the main thing is coming through them.
Right. And that's the thing. Sometimes we as people, we don't want to, you know, when God is so, we have so many, I was sharing with the audience, sometimes we have so many things that we go through in life. And what I really, really drew me into the book is that, you know, in the book, this young lady goes through, and sometimes kids are abandoned all the time. I mean, because the mother is out there, the father is out there, or the mother is young, and she don't know how to be a mother to the child. And kids get abandoned all the time. And when they get abandoned, they get all caught up in the world system. And the thing about it is, when I say world system, sometimes just reality. And they get the mm-hmm. wrong people. And with this book, I really, when I was reading about this, about the gentleman that took the young lady in, he actually wasn't her real uncle. She thought it was her real uncle, but it wasn't her real uncle. He was somebody that the mother knew. And the thing is, that happens every day. And kids mm-hmm. get molested every day, right as we speak, you know. Unfortunately, God knows kids get molested, and we as people, we want to definitely, you know, be praying for the kids and praying for them that, you know, God would give them a hedge of protection. And I learned in your book that, you know, this young lady, Victoria, she was molested all of her youth. You know, mm-hmm. she never had a broken moment where, okay, I can actually be a kid. Only time she felt that she was somebody when she went over that girlfriend's house.
Mm-hmm.
That's when she felt like she was something. Other than mm-hmm. that, she felt like instead of being a kid, she was more of a woman.
Yeah.
Walking in a woman's role instead of a child's role, even though the man was, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, telling her different things. So, you know, even at the end of the book, it shows that she got married. Now,
yeah.
somebody married her. She got married to a Chuck, and they
mm-hmm.
had twins. They had twins mm-hmm. in this book. So just share a little bit on that.
That part is also one of the that's a part of opening up to the sequel of it also, and that's going into marriage. And, you know, situations of being a wife and not really knowing how after she's going through all these different situations that growing up as a child and then, you know, going into this adulthood of marriage, but being under God and, you know, and knowing who he is. But one of the main points I wanted to point out is that Chuck loves the Lord, even though what he was going through. But and that's what I was trying to also create, is also to show that there are still men that are connected and are the head as they should be, and bringing, you know, the woman back to God and shielding her. Like a lot of us women that are out here, and we don't have that covering, and so it's a lot of things that I tried to convey with this whole with. You know, just writing the whole story and just showing how, in the end, like, love still conquers all. Like, love conquers hate. Love heals all wounds. So, yeah, that was, I always want to make sure that everything has a happy ending, you know, because through a storm, it's always a happy ending after you come out of a storm, you know. And so this doesn't mean that her storms are over, you know, because that's not how life is. You overcome one situation, and God gives you peace there, but life is about continuous growing and learning and lessons, you know, that we continuously learn over the course of life, you know, and once we stop learning, once we stop growing, then we die. So it's a continuous learning process and growing process, and you can still have love and peace at the same time. So,
and then
yeah,
that's so true. And the thing yeah. about it is, it's always three type of people: people that are getting ready to go in the storm, and people that's in the storm, and people that are coming out of the storm. And sometimes we, as people, we you know, even the ones that's in the midst of the storm, you never know what a person has been through and what they are going through if they don't
mm-hmm.
open their mouth and share. And sometimes God will reveal it to you to say, hey, you know, help this sister. And this even when you create a sequel to this, I know it's going to bless the listening audience, because even now as I have read this book, it has blessed me to know, you know, hey, don't look at the book by its mm-hmm. cover. Read the mm-hmm. book, you know, because sometimes we can look at people and say, oh, she all right. I mean, she wear the finest clothes. Her mm-hmm. hair is always fleek. Her makeup is on fleek. But truth be told, that's the one that's broken. That's the one mm-hmm. that's damaged. That's the one that's mm-hmm. going through. The one that we think that got the cars, the house, and they got all the nails all right, the hair, the makeup, everything is laid. They got the good-looking guy on the side. Those are the mm-hmm. ones that are going through, and they need help, and it's like a rescue 911. So we as mm-hmm. people, we have to be there to rescue people. Well, we're gonna take some calls. Some people may have some answers. Caller, you on the line? We're on the line with Melanie. If you have any questions concerning her book, The Strangest Love, caller, you're on the line. They ain't saying nothing, so I clicked off. mm-hmm. Nobody's saying anything. And, you know, if they don't say nothing, I have to click off because we got a 30-minute segment. But in this book, we got quite a few callers on the line. But in this book, I also wanted to bring out how in this time you had a grown man that was actually trying to manipulate, well, actually manipulated a young child, you know. And this child thought this was truly her uncle, and had to find out that who she thought was her uncle was not only was he not her uncle, not that that justified what happened, but also that they didn't have her best interest in heart. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Doing that in that part is that happens so much, you know, where we do have these older men that sometimes they prey actually on these young females, but that's just the spirit on the inside of them because something happened to them in their childhood, and so they transfer that energy on. I mean, that's how I look at it from a psychological standpoint, and then from a spiritual standpoint, it's a demon, you know, and it's just one of those demons that you keep pushing out on other people, you know, and then finding these helpless girls is usually the ones that are neglected and abused, and nobody's really noticing because they look beautiful on the outside, and, you know, you have these crazy guys that's why I always talk to, you know, a lot of these young women that have these kids that's dressing like, you know, little grown women. And I'm, you know, that's not a good thing because there are guys that prey on that, you know, and you might think that you're making them look cute and look extra pretty, but no, it's guys that actually find that attractive, you know, so those little short skirts and, you know, you have to change, just think about, I mean, it's sad that it's a society that you have to think about is somebody looking at my child this way or, you know, things like that. But those things happen, and that's the actual world that we live in, you know, and we have to make sure that we always pay attention to our kids and make sure what's going on around us and stop trusting everybody, you know, and talk to kids. Sometimes people get so busy they don't have time to really talk to their kids and see what's going on and learn the signs, you know, from your children if they're acting weird or if they're saying they don't want to go around a certain person. You gotta take that into consideration.
And that's something to investigate, because if your child is acting, like you said, weird or acting like, oh, I don't want to be around auntie such and such or uncle such and such, you know, sometimes we as family members, we look over that. We like, oh, there they go acting up again. But truly, they're not acting up. They're really telling you what's going on in a sense, but you're not hearing them. And I hear so many young ladies that I talk to, and some of them tell me that I told my mom that I was molested, and she told me I wasn't. And I have had a mother to tell me that her daughter told her that she was molested by her other daughter's father, and she actually still stayed married to her. And that brings on a whole nother ball game, because now you have a mother and daughter who's at odds, and you have another daughter who's involved because that's her father. And I think sometimes we need to, you know, the old people used to say, don't disobey the signs. You know, when you disobey the signs, it sort of leaving you out there for the enemy to attack you, because you're God, the Bible says signs and wonders. He'll show you signs. And when you see the signs, don't disobey it. Don't act like it don't happen. I know just recently my son, we was coming out of church, and he was actually sitting out, and a gentleman approached him and gave him a card saying that he's some type of agent for football, which is weird to me, because why would you approach a 10-year-old kid instead of speaking with the parents and, hey, where's your parents? You know, so things like that, I threw the card away because I knew what it was. And we have to teach our children, and I think this book is so profound about that, because it really opened the door for truth. And there's a lot of truth in here. You know, whether it's fiction or not, it's still truth. You know, it speaks volume, as in what's going on in society now. If you can, tell the listening audience, tell them actually where they can get the book at, because I have people on Periscope now asking me where can they get this book. So if you could tell them where they can get the book at, and your Facebook page or Twitter or any social media that you're on.
Okay, I am on Facebook. It's author Melanie Calhoun. You can actually get the book from my website, which is GodMadeQueen.com, and that's all one word. And if you're looking for the ebook, they have. If you have a Nook and just built it, it's available everywhere. Ebooks are sold, but mainly if you go to my website, all the links are there for the ebook as well as the physical copy. And again, that's GodMadeQueen.com. It's also on Amazon, also for the Amazon Prime users. And I think they actually have a special. The book is $19.95, but I believe it's now $9.95 if you're a Prime member. Let's see. I am on Twitter. Everything is GodMadeQueen, and that's all one word again. And the Facebook is, I have two pages, but my author page is actually the author, Melanie Calhoun. And so it should pop up. It's the only one.
Okay. And also, when will we be looking for the sequel to this? Because you stated earlier there's a sequel that would be coming out. So when will we see this sequel coming out on this one?
Well, what I'm trying to do now with this one is I was actually waiting for it to be reviewed by a mainstream publisher, because I actually self-published this. And so I wanted it to, you know, once it becomes mainstream and the demand is higher, then I can release it. I also, my autobiography, the first 25 years, is titled Blessed in the Midst of Sin. That actually may release before the sequel, but I'm not sure how the agent wants to do that. So that's all in God's hands at this moment. It's already completed. So it's just now it's all about, you know, the marketing, you know, and the media wanting to hide the name of it. Yeah.
Right. We know how the media can be, because sometimes even with the media, you know, you have to, you know, go through so many hoops to get it out there, but God is going to get it out there, because this is a needed thing, and this is what people need to hear, the listening audience, the ones that are listening now via iPad or the Internet, or even that ones, those of you that I see that have called in that don't want to say anything, but we thank you for calling in. You know, this is so needed, because What you're writing is something serious. It's not something that, it's going to tickle somebody. It makes you say, you know, like Arsenio Hall It makes you think. So we thank you so much for coming on the air tonight and Thought It Not Robbery to come on here and just bless us with your presence and tell us about your book, because I've been speaking to everyone about this book, telling them to get this book, and I asked a couple people, have they read the book? Because if they didn't, they're doing themselves an injustice, because I really enjoyed it. And like I said, I'm not a big book reader, but I love this book. This book keeps me, it kept me intrigued. It kept me on the edge. It was like an action, an action movie. So I thank you so much, Woman of Faith, for coming on here. And we'll definitely keep you in our prayers. And again, we'll keep looking up and seeing when you're going to have something else coming out. And hopefully it'll be this year, Lord's will. And as soon as you get it out, we're going to have you back on the show just to talk about the next sequel or the next thing God is doing. She's also a poet, you all. She is a poet, an awesome poet. And spoken word, am I right?
Yes, that's correct. And that's also on the website. thank you. I appreciate you for your support, and thank you for having me and inviting me on your show. I appreciate that.
God bless you, and you have a blessed and wonderful day, and we thank you again.
Okay, thank you, and God bless you too.
Thank everybody for being on here. That was Melanie Calhoun from The Strangest Love. I'm telling you, this woman of God, this is an awesome book. You don't want to miss this book. If you did not get this book, I'm telling you, you are missing a treat. You are missing a treat. You want to get this book, go to her Facebook page. Go to her website. Again, her website is godmadequeen.com. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it, because this is an awesome book. Get her at your churches. Get her at your venues, and you will definitely receive something and be blessed. I was blessed by her book. I was also blessed by her doing a poem, a spoken word at an event I was at, and I really enjoyed her. So God bless you. Heaven smile on you, and continue to keep the Lord with you, and continue to trust him at his word, because really this book is talking about truth, and we must walk in our own truth. Only way you can get delivered, you must walk in your own truth. God bless you. Heaven smile on you. I'm Rashawn Smith. Meet us here every day at 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. We're on the air for 30 minutes. Tomorrow, tell a friend, a neighbor, an uncle, a cousin. We'll be on the air tomorrow with none other than Pastor Eric Miller from Texas. We'll be on the air with him tomorrow at 6 p.m. We're going to be going on the air every day at 6 p.m., and we're on Periscope. You can go to my Facebook page, Rashawn Smith. Also, you can get me on Periscope at Coach Rashawn. We're going to be live tonight. We're going to be praying tonight. We're going to be interceding tonight for God's people. Tonight. Please tell a friend, a neighbor. We're going to be on live on a conference call and live on Periscope for prayer tonight. Thank you so much for being on. God bless you. And we just ask you to keep the Lord first.